victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Seeing Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, here's the benefit of fasting. Though you can't satisfy a spiritual hunger with a natural thing, you can dull it and obscure it through excess and satiation and gluttony or drunkenness. Remember, Jesus talked about that. He said, don't let that day take your wares through surfeiting. What does that mean? Surfeiting and drunkenness, that means if you yield to the flesh a bunch, it'll make you dull. You won't be aware of stuff. And it will dull you to spiritual hunger. Oh, there's been times with all of us where you knew in your spirit you ought to go study the Word or you ought to go pray, but instead you ate two bags of tater chips and a bunch of fried chicken and watched 3 hours of TV. And that won't satisfy your spirit, but it'll dull you so that you're not as aware of your spiritual hunger. And fasting, some people have missed it in this area, fasting won't change God. And fasting won't move God. Did you hear me now? People have missed it on that. Oh, I'm going to fast for, 20 days and get God to do this. No, you're not. God's going to be the same before you fast, while you fast, and after you fast. You're not changing Him. And you don't need to. He's for you already. Before you fast, He's for you. He wants to bless you. But fasting will help you. It'll help you while you ignore the hunger or the appetite of the natural. It makes you more aware of the spiritual. That's the thing that'll help you. And all of us need to do some of that. And not just fasting food. Sometimes fasting entertainment. Fasting your hobbies, fasting stuff you like to do, and just getting quiet, waiting on Him instead of a bunch of noise and racket. And your flesh is wanting to run off and do this, run off and go shopping, run off and yak on the phone for 3 hours or whatever it is, and fast it and just pull aside and get quiet. Oh, the things you'll see, the things will become real to you. See, aren't we talking about Jesus becoming more real to us? Well, here His words are directing us that way. He said, I got food to eat that you don't know about. What's His food? To do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. Will that satisfy us deep inside? Oh, my, my. The older I get, because I'm not old yet, but I said older than I was. We were able to go on vacation this year. Real nice place, be on the beach and in the middle of winter time. That's cool, it's nice. But I'm not there a few days. I get tired of it. Because I ain't going to get any fruit laying on this beach. I won't get any reward for laying on the beach. It's nice. It's great. But we're over in New Mexico last week. And it wasn't the beach, but the Spirit of God moved. Families got changed. Miracles happened. And I'm flying back the next day. Man, I like that. I'm flying back with my spiritual belly full. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I won't go a day or two. I want to do it again. I want to do it again. Phyllis knows I can't stay around the house very long. I got to go. And that satisfies. I mean, Phyllis, the same way I am. Especially, it seems like the older we get and the more we develop, man, we just that way. I mean, yeah, we enjoy stuff and nice things, but it really, that won't satisfy you. We found out it can't, and it won't. But we found out what will. Oh, when you're at the right place at the right time, and you got the right word, and the anointing comes, and answers come, and lives are changed. Oh, that satisfies you deep down. Glory to God. Now let's go further and you see precisely what the will of the one who sent him is. He gives further clarification. My food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work. Verse 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months and then comes harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. They are white already to harvest. What's the will of him that sent him? What's the work that he sent him and all of us to do? It's to get this harvest in. That's the work. That's the work. Every generation, there's a new crop of human beings come up. Aren't there? Little ones that are born into the earth. Little boys, little girls. And they grow up. And they become adults. And there's a whole harvest ready to be reaped in. To be born again. Come to God. And that's the number one thing that's going on the planet. And every one of us have a part to play in reaping the harvest. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Not just a few preachers here and there. Every one of us has a part. You have a part. Say, I have a part. And there is nothing in this world will satisfy you like you do in your part to help get this harvest in. Do you believe it?
Yes.
He said, lift up your eyes. Look on the fields. They are white already to harvest. Don't say later on, soon. No, he said right now. He that reap receives wages and gathers fruit to life eternal, that both he that sows and he that reaps may rejoice together. Herein is that saying true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored and you're entered into their labors. I was thinking about wheat harvest, particularly, which a lot of times is what they're talking about. When they say corn in the King James, it's usually talking about wheat, not corn like we think corn. But the principle's the same, whether it's soybeans, corn, wheat. When it comes harvest time, let's say wheat harvest, you got combine drivers, but they're not by any stretch the only ones working. You had mechanics working on those combines, getting them ready before they started. You got people that's got to work on them and keep them up. I mean, if the thing breaks down, you're not going to be reaping. And you got people that drive the trucks and haul the combines to the field. And you got the people that haul the trailers. And so the people got to work on the trucks and the trailers and all the gear. And somebody has got to make some biscuits and cornbread. And beans and chicken. Because the combine might run off diesel fuel, but the driver don't. And somebody's got to wash them dirty clothes when they come in. And give them a place to sleep. And I mean, there are people all... I mean, how many people are involved in the harvest? Everybody. Everybody's doing something that's contributing to it some way. And friend, that's the mentality we got to have. Everybody can do something. It's not enough for you just to make your money. It's not enough just for you to raise your family. It's not enough just for you to, you know, reach your retirement. No, that's not going to fill you up. That's not going to satisfy you inside. You'll never make enough money to be really satisfied in your spirit. You can never have enough fun when you're retired to be satisfied in your spirit. You'll only be satisfied when you're eating that spiritual food of doing His will and finishing His work and reaping this harvest. Glory to God. These word senders are doing some of this. I mean, everything that's going on in the ministry here and churches like us and ministries like us all over the world, I was thinking about how God has multiplied the ability to harvest. You know, back years ago, a man or his family, his boys, his neighbors, his daughters, they'd do good to handle 40 acres, 60 acres 100 acres? I mean, when you're doing it all with a mule and a steel plow, it just takes a lot of time. It's hard. Now the same number of people can reap 1,000 acres. And God's done the same thing for us spiritually, hasn't He? I mean, right here in this very country, preachers used to ride around on their horses with their Bible in the little dusty saddlebag. Circuit preach. I mean, take them 2 days, get somewhere and preach to 10 people. Right? But if they hadn't sown that seed, you and I wouldn't be here today. People, you know, grandmas and daddies reading their Bible to their families and praying by an old wood stove. And that's what Jesus is talking about. Others have sown. And now, glory to God, we're getting to enter into the fruits of their labors. And whereas they're reaping 10 or 15 and working all day just to get to the next county, now, glory to God, we got big auditoriums and we got plenty of money and we got cameras and TV broadcasts and internet and downloads and jet airplanes. And in the same effort, we can reach 100,000 that they reach 25 people. Oh, what a privileged generation we are. What a blessed people we are to live in this time and this hour. But friend, we must not let days come and days go and our life pass us by being unsatisfied because all we're doing is living. Because we're not put down here just to live. We're put down here to help in this great. Can you close your eyes and see the fields waving? Can you see all over the planet the fields waving? I mean, at first you see their wheat stalks, but the closer you look, they're people. Oh, my, they're people. They're black people and brown people and yellow people and red people and white people. And there are millions of them, millions of them, millions of them, millions of them. And the Lord is using me and you and millions like us. Oh, we can't do everything, but we can do our part. I said we can do our part. It may be washing overalls. It may be tightening lug nuts. It may be cooking biscuits, but it's something. We can do something. We can do something to help this great harvest machine reap the harvest. Stand on your feet, everybody. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say it out loud, Father God, I believe in you. I believe in Jesus. He is the one. He is the Christ. He is the Messiah. And He is my Lord. I am confident. The most important thing going on this whole planet is the harvest of human beings to come to you. Show me what I can do. Show me my part, how I can help with the harvest. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeing Jesus, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who